Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to A Voice in the Wilderness. In today's episode, we're going to talk about why Daniel 11, 21 through 45 is about the Antichrist. Although it's criminally ignored, this passage is a detailed overview of the Antichrist's military career. Along with a few other passages, it gives us a pretty complete picture of what the Antichrist does in the end times. How do we know Daniel 11, 21 through 45 is about the Antichrist? Well, in verse 40, we learn that the Antichrist is called the King of the North. To understand what this title means, a short history lesson is in order. It all began with Alexander the Great. The Greek Empire was born, but Alexander's stay at the top didn't last long. He died suddenly, and four guys split control of the Greek Empire. For the record, the Bible predicted all of this long before it happened, which is very impressive, obviously, specifically in Daniel 8, 1 through 22, and Daniel 11, 3 through 4. In any case, these four kingdoms were run by the four successors of Alexander. Only two of them had an impact on the Jewish people, the Seleucid Kingdom and the Ptolemaic Kingdom. The Seleucid Kingdom was based in Syria and Iraq. Daniel 11 refers to the rulers as the kings of the north. The Ptolemaic Kingdom ruled from Egypt. Daniel 11 calls these rulers the kings of the south. All told, this means the Antichrist is the king of the north. Here's the breakdown. Daniel 11, 21 introduces a new king of the north that rises to power in the area of the Seleucid Kingdom, Syria, specifically. Daniel 8, 9 depicts the Antichrist as a little horn rising out of the Seleucid Kingdom, growing in power to the south, to the east, and toward Israel. He must come to power in the western portion of Syria, close to the Mediterranean Sea, if he conquers to the south, to the east, and toward Israel. Well, Daniel 11, 22 through 23 says this ruler makes a covenant with many nations and Israel. This is a clear reference to the seven-year covenant prophesied in Daniel 9, 27, which begins the end times. Halfway through this seven-year period, the Antichrist breaks the deal. This is described in Daniel 11, 31. This leader desecrates the temple, abolishes daily sacrifice, and his forces set up the abomination that causes desolation. This is the same abomination of desolation that Jesus warned about in Matthew 24, 15. Finally, the ruler that was introduced in Daniel 11, 21 is the focus of the rest of the passage. Clearly, Daniel 11, 21 through 45 is about the Antichrist. All right, that's all I've got, guys. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.